Boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah. Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah. And a fine tone it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Then stop what you're doing and give a call to 312-981-7200, and you will be on the Boogie Check of Life. And what does that mean exactly, you're asking yourself? Well, it means simply that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. And one of the things that happens in life happens every weekday morning when Bob Serrata's on, every morning between 5 and 5:30. Bob takes the first call, and that lucky caller gets a prize. So I say, if you're going to rip somebody off, let it be Bob. So that's what we're going to do right now. First caller, 312-981-7200. First caller, 312-981-7200, will win a prize. That's right, the lines are open right now. 312-981-7200. Come on and give us a call here at your good old 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. We do this every evening, and the people love it. I mean, they just go crazy. 312-981-7200. Come on and get your freebie. Everybody loves a freebie. And then you can go through the rest of your life claiming that you were first one night on the Boogie Check on WGN Radio in Chicago. A fine accolade, if you ask me. Well, looky, looky, looky. Hey, Peggy, how are you?
Boogie woogie.
What you doing,
I'm fantastic,
Peggy?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. Where are you going?
I'm on my way home from the Women's Investment Club.
The Women's Investment Club.
We're saving for our facelift.
For real? Or are you kidding me?
We stock invest, and some people might need a facelift. Others might have other uses for their investment.
So do you meet as a club, and then do you pool your resources and decide on one investment?
Yes. So picture 15 women sitting around having a glass of wine, arguing over what to buy.
Oh, better you than me, Peggy. Better you than me. That's what I say. Well, guess
you
what?
Got it.
You were the first caller, and therefore you are going to win a desktop weather station from American Weather Makers. People love this. Heating and cooling, the 60-minute Minuteman. Visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. Stay on the line there, Peggy, so that we can get all the vital information that is needed so that the weather maker can be making weather in your house. Once again, that telephone number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200, the Boogie Check of Life. Once again, reiterating, how do you like that? Pretty big word, reiterating. Whatever happens in life can happen here on the Boogie Check. And if you don't, I'm not going to do it. That's up to you. And if nothing's happening in life, well, ergo, nothing's going to happen on the Boogie Check. So it's up to you. You know what I mean? I'm sitting here. I'm just waiting. But it's the responsibility of listeners. I know that's not a usual angle taken by radio stations, but why not? Makes my job easier. 312-981-7200, the telephone number for the Boogular Check. Coming up later, Great Moments in Vinyl. We've had these people on before. They're great. Lindsey Cochran and Bill Grady. They put together these super-duper groups, and they go around and play tunes live, and they're going to do a whole Bruce Springsteen thing. I got to get the information in front of me, but I know that they're going to be at the Beverly Arts Center and somewhere else. And I have an intriguing comment, because one of the guitar players is like in his mid-20s, right? So Bruce Springsteen's first album, how many years ago? Right. What is it about that Bruce Springsteen album? What is it about that music that still resonates with today's mid-20s generation, or whatever they're called? We'll try to find out. Catherine, Good evening and welcome to WGN.
Hi, John Landecker. I am old enough to remember the original boogie check by you.
Yeah.
Although I didn't participate, I don't know why.
But, well, that's okay.
But I loved listening to you on the radio. And I don't know what else to comment about because my life is just about going to association meetings and ordering food online from Aldi's and Meijer's.
And that's a lot different than what you were doing when the original Boogie Check was on, I'm guessing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I was coming home and dancing to American Bandstand and going to sock hops.
You
and
bet. Now we're going to Meijer's and Aldi.
Yes. And they really were sock hops because you took your shoes off.
Yeah.
And you danced on the gym floor because you,
yes, you
didn't
did.
Want to dance with shoes to damage the floor.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I never really thought about that, but that's what probably brought about the sock hop.
Yeah.
Take those shoes off because you're going to damage the gym floor.
Yeah. And all the girls dance with the girls.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And the boys stood around and watched.
That's right. They sure did, but eventually they grew up.
Eventually they did, yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Catherine. I appreciate the call.
You're
truly
welcome.
I do. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello, John. How are you? How are you?
Fine. How are you, Joe?
Not too bad. Listen, could I tell you this little story about what they said? Anyways, there was a tape that I just heard about not too long ago, before you went to Canada, I think it was.
Oh, my gosh. We are really...
Anyways, they said John Rickards Landecker has died. Now, he was like the fourth or the fifth Landecker. John Rickards. I don't know if you were going to laugh or what, but...
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Who said... Where did
I don't
this
know who it was. It was some guy named Scott. That's all I can remember. I've heard this tape. Somebody played it for me, and I'm going to have to put it on... I'm going to have to make a copy of it sometime.
Well, you're going to have to make a copy of it sometime and give me a copy of it.
Oh, really? Because you don't know?
No.
It was... I wish I had time to play it for you. I mean, if I could get it, but
well,
I don't you know...
We don't need to do it now, but now that I know
maybe
that
I'll call you back sometime, right?
This was on the radio? Somebody said I was dead?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm not making this up. But the person that said there had to be a fourth or fifth Landecker, John Rickards, because they took the name and was something about ABC that they bought the name. I don't know, even remember this.
No, ABC.
I don't remember it either.
All of that's not true. I mean, ABC didn't buy my name.
Well, some Landecker name they bought, John Rickards. That's what it was.
I got to hear this, Joe. Thank you. Thanks for calling. I truly have to hear that. You know? And by the way, I'm also on the cover of Abbey Road. I don't know if everybody's aware of that. Let's go to Sherry. Hey, Sherry.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm alive.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I wanted to thank you. Today I heard a commercial for something else. A donut shop that there's none around us, but that it's National Gratitude Day. So I'm going to say thank you.
Oh, today is National Gratitude Day?
I don't know. It was some donut promotion to send a dozen to somebody and get another dozen free by, you know, one of those things that went out with the last recession. But
what?
I wanted to... tell you, last Christmas, you got me thinking. I was like, last Christmas was completely bizarre. You know, you couldn't see anybody,
This,
that, and the other. And anything you bought for anybody, you ordered it and sent it directly to their house without touching anything.
Right.
But, I mean, now, that wasn't the only weird part. But last year, remember, stores started not printing flyers anymore? Except for maybe the grocery stores, of course.
Right.
But, I mean, Walgreens quit.
Yeah.
It was so hard to Christmas shop by. But I think that the... all those Black Friday things before COVID, they started giving their employees breaks because people were saying that, you know, the employees are overworked and nobody's enjoying Thanksgiving anymore. So I think like Kohl's gives their employees, you know, it's not like it used to be. It's not that frenzy. And I think I did it twice in my life and it was, you were dead like for 2 days in a row. But I wanted to mention for people, because like me, I don't have internet. I don't shop on the internet. If I have to go to the internet, we go to the library. But this is new, and I don't mean to promote anybody, but it's important to me that Target's and the Disney stores are going away, but there's Disney stores that are going to be sort of in Target for all those people with the grandkids and stuff.
Right.
And the other thing I wanted to mention is, and I'm not trying to promote anybody, like, again, in the past, you had to have a doctor to get a prescription or whatever, or health insurance to get any kind of shots. And my mother made us get our flu shot last year, and I think that's what saved us, because we weren't eligible till like March for the vaccine.
Well,
and
probably.
The Costco, you can go to, I cut my hand, I needed a tetanus shot. You can walk into Costco, well, you call them first, make sure they have, and we got our tetanus shots. And then we also got the last fall's flu shot for the first time in years. And I think that really helped us with the COVID. There was no COVID vaccine yet.
Yep. And everybody had to stay home. So there was no flu either, really.
Well, I think they said, like, for people with allergies and then also the influenza, the masking helped immensely.
Yeah.
But remember, we couldn't even find any masks. I was asking Doyle, the pharmacist.
Yeah.
Because what's Pritzker said, May 1st, everybody's got to have them. You want to know the first? I will give you three guesses. The first place we found any masks whatsoever.
Gas station.
Oh, you got it on the first one. Yes,
really?
A five-pack of... Yes, for $10.
I'll never forget.
They had like two cases. They had five blue masks and five,
yeah.
I think, purple rubber gloves.
Yep,
and it was $10. And I told David, I said, you better go back tomorrow. I won't send you out again and get another one. And I think this stuff is going to last. And Walgreens has it handy. You would think that they would have it. You would think Joel would have it, or Osco,
nope,
or
gas
station.
I remember. Thanks for calling, Sherry. I appreciate it. I remember going into the gas station and, not to get masks, but to get gas and stuff. And I go by this little display, and there they are. The questioner has arrived. Hello, questioner.
Hello, John. The questioner sees things that are confusing to man and questions them.
Yes, of course. Well, that's why you're
first,
the questioner.
Something I heard.
Yeah.
If you were reportedly dead, were you on the Addison Ave album cover?
The Addison Ave album cover. Yes, I was. I was walking backwards in my bare feet.
And barefoot while the other DJs wore shoes.
That's right. And if you played the Addison album backwards, it said,
yes.
Turn me on, dead person, not dead man. Because because I wanted to be more even as a dead person, I wanted to be more of an equal opportunity, more inclusive, that kind of thing.
Yes, I understand now. It's becoming clear to the questioner.
Okay.
Another question.
Yes.
Despite being good looking and athletic, why does Aaron Rodgers still not look cool with a man bun?
Boy, he sure doesn't. And he doesn't look cool wearing a football helmet either. I don't know what I don't know what he's doing.